The reading this morning is Luke 24, verses 1 to 8. Jesus has risen. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the man said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how we told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. Amen.
If you've been watching, or how many of you have been watching, the new Saturday evening TV game show called 99 to Beat. Anybody been watching that one? Anybody been watching? Okay, so in this show, there are 99 people start off in the show, and what they do is they have challenges, and each challenge goes along. So they had one challenge where they had everybody's name on the same coloured T-shirt, and they put them all in the middle, and they all had to find their own T-shirt, and then the one that found it last was out. They had another challenge when they had to, I don't know if it was 30 seconds or whatever it was, a couple of minutes, and they all had some potatoes, and they had to peel the longest potato peel. Some of you have seen it. And the one that was the shortest, they were out. And there was another one where everyone made a paper aeroplane, and they threw the aeroplane. And again, the one who went the shortest distance was out. And you can see how this game show works. Over the time that it's on, sometimes more than one out, and then eventually we'll get down to, they're not yet there, I don't think, they'll get down to one left, one winner, 99 to beat. For those of you who have not seen that, it's like a very nice Squid Games. For those of you that have watched that program, some of you don't want to know. So, we're going to, I thought I'd do a little, so that kind of inspired me to think about a challenge this morning, to do my own little 99 to beat challenge based on that game show, all right? So that's what I'm going to do. And what I'm going to need is the young people who'd like to take part. And I've gone old school. I've gone back to my roots, really. This game really was known as lemon rolling, but at Easter, it's egg rolling. And so in my game, I've got an Easter egg, and this is the kind of game that I think they would play on 99 to beat. And you put the Easter eggs here, and then what happens over here is some people come up and they throw, or they roll, let's go with roll. Yeah, they roll an egg, a Cadbury's cream egg, towards there, and you've got to get it as close as you can, but obviously the one who doesn't get it as close is out. That's the kind of 99 to beat. So this is my Easter game. So who thinks they would like to take part? Come on in. If our young people would like to come out, anybody, come out then. Let's go. Then we're going to go for the young version. I might do an adult version in a minute, but we'll do a young version. So have an egg. You can help. All right, there we are. Have an egg. Hold on to your egg. Hold on to your egg. Right, everyone gets an egg to start with. You have to get an egg to take part. Are you going to come down? You can bring them down. There you go. Hold on to your egg. All right, who's not got an egg so far? Tilly's not got an egg. There you go. Who else has not got an egg? Got some more. Got one or two more. Who's anybody else not got an egg? I've got some more, don't we? Okay, here we go. We got all our competitors that are coming. Hold on to your egg. Yeah. So what I'm going to do because there's a lot of you and I ain't got loads of time, right, what we'll do is we'll put you into threes, I think, and then one will have to be dropped out of the three. So we'll try and put you in roughly in a three. So get into a three if you can. Or a four. All right, you can be, well, not quite in threes, but you can go as a two. So here's our first three. Okay, here's our first three. And what is on this, because of my time limit, only two of you will go, and only one of you will go forward. So the one who's the closest will go through to the next round. But the good news is, even if you lose, you keep your egg. All right, so that's all right, isn't it? All right, so everyone's kind of a winner. All right, so the first three, demonstrate. No, me, you. You demonstrate. No, you just want an egg. You just want an egg. There you go. So Sue is going to demonstrate the gentle rolling action that needs to take place. All right, okay. Oh, she hit it. Have you done this before? Is that what it is? Hey, that's pretty good, that. Right, okay. So, our first three. Here we go. Right, who's going to go first? One at a time, then. Go on, then, you go first. Here we go. Ooh. Okay, I'm keeping an eye on it. Go on, then. It's wobbled off. Next one. Go on, give it a bit of a man out with him. Just move to the side there, so the next one can throw. Go on then, throw it towards. Fair enough. Okay, so that's all right. So our winner then, I think actually it was fantastic. You've won, so you can get your egg. You go back here, but you can take your egg with you. There you go. So you go sit down now, and you go sit down with your mum, and you just stand at the side. So you still got your egg. Right. So the next ones are coming up. Come on then. Oh, hello there. Can I just move you out of the way of the course? I don't want you to get walloped. So there we go. Right. Okay. You come and help me. Look out where we're going. All right, here we go. Watch him. Very good. That's very good. Wait a minute. Oh, no. Oh, I think it was just travelling a little bit more. I just don't knock it on a bit. Right, next one. So our winner, who was this one? That was you. You win then. Run off with the egg. Right, you're right. Well, you get your egg then, and I've got another one. So who lost then? Get your egg. There you are. You take an egg. Take your egg then. Go sit down. You go sit down if you were out that time. Go sit down. Who's the winner? Who was the winner?
Only one winner.
Who won last time? She's disappeared. Come back. You're still in it. Right, you two go sit down. It's your go now. Yeah. Wait a minute, right, so you stand next to Francesca because you're in the next round. No, it's Florence. Let's go, Florence. Too much going on. She's one of your grandchildren, isn't she? Right, there we go. Francesca's on now. There she is, right, okay, go on. Ooh. Right, it was just a two. So this one won. Who's this one? Right, there you go then, Jody. You won. So you're in the final. So you go through there, and you can take your egg, though. There you are, you sit there. So the last three now, the three lads. Here we go, the three lads. Come on then, lads. Oh, gentle. Whoa. See ya, sir. Someone here. Right, okay, wait for it. Come on then, next one. Oh, these lads are going, wow. Okay, next one, not too far. Tony there. Oh, he's hit it. Right, okay. So you got yours, you winner. It's coming back for number two. Right, quick. It's coming back. Right, there you go. Right, so we've got a final. There can be only one winner because there's 99 to beat. There can be only one winner. So it's you four in the final. You've all got your egg. Okay. So here we go. 99 to beat. One at a time. these four now. Are you ready? So are you going first? Okay, nice and gentle. There it is. Go on, is it here? From there. There you go. Ooh. Ooh. Hit it. It's just gone a bit off. So he's only... Come on then. All right, you're going to go. Come on then. You go next. Here we go. Just from there. Not too hard. Oh, it's a hard one. Oh, it's gone a bit hard there. Okay, next two now. Okay, yep. Off you go then. Gentle. Whoa. And that's one to beat at the moment. Oh, she's gone. Oh, I think that is the winner. That is the winner. Everyone else get their eggs. Come get their eggs. Oh, that were your egg. But we'll get... Where's your egg? Where did... Oh, there it is. There it is. There's an... Florence... You won. There we go. You get the big egg. There we go. There we go. There we go. 99 to beat. Down to one in the end. So, else on that, a game show. Oh, we're going to go back on the... Have you stopped? It kept recording. So, sorry. Okay. This will not make sense on YouTube later. Don't worry about that. As I was, just very quickly, as I was watching 99 to beat, I thought to myself about the many challenges that life can bring. And I'm not talking about getting the potato the longest peel or anything like that. What I'm talking about is in life there's lots of challenges, like financial challenges. There's career challenges, there's family challenges, there can be health challenges at times. And when you're facing these challenges in life, I guess in some ways the idea or the aim of that is to overcome those challenges, isn't it? But the ultimate challenge in life actually is death. There was a guy called Houdini. Some of you will know Houdini. Houdini was a great escapologist. And he claimed that while he was alive, that he would beat, that he would escape from, that he would overcome death. I believe we are still waiting for Houdini's return. But do you know in the Bible there are 10 people who died and returned to life? There was the widow of Zephyr's son. There was the Shunammite woman's son. There was a nameless man in 2 Kings 13. There was the boy in Nain. There was Jairus' daughter. There was Lazarus. There was Tabitha. There was Eutychus. And then there's kind of like, number 9 is like all the people that mysteriously rose and the resurrection after the crucifixion. That's 9, but the 10th person to rise from the dead in the Bible, of course, is Jesus. On that first Sunday, Easter Sunday morning, when some women went to the tomb, the angel said to them, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen." But you see, out of all the people in the Bible that died and rose again, Jesus stands in a category of his own. See, Jesus, when he overcame the grave, he overcame it, the Bible tells us, with a new, imperishable, eternal, glorified body. And that's what we're here today to think about. That's why we're celebrating today the risen Jesus. And you might think to yourself, well, what does it actually mean today for us because Jesus beat and overcame death? Because that was the ultimate challenge. But the Bible says Jesus overcame death. He beat death. And in many ways, that's the ultimate challenge. Nobody else. Houdini can't do it. Jesus did. Glorified, victorious. But what does that mean to us today on this Easter day? Well, just a couple of things really quickly. Firstly, I think it tells us Jesus was who he said he was. If Jesus conquered the grave, Jesus was who he says he was. He was God living among us. The second thing I think it tells us is, if Jesus overcame the grave, if he kept his word on the ultimate challenge, as he said he would, because in our reading it says I would have to die and rise again on the third day, if he kept his word on the most ultimate of challenges, overcoming death, then I think we can have confidence in everything else that he was about is true. So we can have confidence in Jesus' teachings. We can have confidence in his miracles. We can have confidence in his promises. Because if he said, I was going to die and rose again, and that is what he did, then I think we can have confidence in everything else that he stood for, everything else that he said and taught us by his words and by his actions. I think the other thing that it tells us, if Jesus won the ultimate challenge, is that Jesus is with us today. And that's what Christians believe, that we can know his risen presence with us by his Holy Spirit. We can't see him personally, but the Bible tells us, I will leave my presence, I will leave my unseen presence in the world, so that we can experience and know the risen presence of Jesus in our lives today. I believe if Jesus beat the ultimate challenge, then I believe that this life is not all there is. I believe in Jesus we can have a future hope. I believe that one day we can have our own heavenly resurrection. I believe that one day we can have an everlasting life in him and with him. This day means so much. But if Jesus rose from the dead and all the evidence, all the things point to the fact that Jesus is alive, beat, conquered, overcame the ultimate challenge, then I think it tells us he was who he said he was. I believe we can have confidence, not just because in everything he did, everything he said, all the promises he's made. I believe we can know his presence with us today. And I believe that we can have an eternal hope in him. And you know, in that game show, 99 to Beat, the aim of the series is that in the end, there will be just one winner. But the thing about it is, the resurrection of Jesus means that we can all be winners. The Bible says, all who call upon his name will be saved. Can know God's forgiveness, can know God's love, can know a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father, can have a living relationship with Christ on earth, and can have an eternal hope of one day being in his heavenly kingdom. We can all be winners, not just one of us. That's good news, isn't it? That's good news. Let's sing a bit more about that as we stand again and worship. And he lives. No, not just yet, not yet. Because promise. But Easter, said today that in many ways, if there was one word that sums up Easter, you could say it's the word life. Easter is all about life. You know, Dr. J. Frank Pantridge was a cardiologist at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. He knew that people who die from heart attacks often do so within an hour of the attack. So in 1965, Pantridge developed the first portable defibrillator. And he had it installed in an ambulance. His invention has helped paramedics around the world save many, many lives. Many lives. But more than that now, we have defibrillators, don't we, all around the community. You'll see them on walls of buildings in these big, bright, yellow boxes. We even have a portable one in church. Did you know that? I'll go get it for you. You'll just hear me get into it, just a minute. So it's in my office. Here it is. There's our own portable defibrillator in church. Hopefully, we don't have to use it. That's the plan. But these defibrillators have been a revelation, and they've restored life to so many people across the world who have had physical heart trouble. But you know what? There are two types of heart trouble. There is physical heart trouble, which these defibrillators are amazing for. But there is also what we call spiritual heart trouble. Spiritual heart trouble is in all men and all women. It's the result of sin in our lives. It's the pollution of sin in our lives and the consequences of sin being in our lives. It means our heart spiritually is in trouble. But in many ways, Easter is our spiritual defibrillator. First, through the cross, when Jesus took the punishment for our sin, but then through the resurrection, when Jesus conquered death to bring life. Jesus was and is the ultimate defib for people's spiritual heart condition. In him, and only in him, can people find real, full life now and life eternal. But the issue is, there are many, many, many people today across the world who suffer from spiritual heart trouble, and the biggest concern for me is they don't even realize it. And there are maybe even some people in this room today that haven't really realized before that there is such a thing as spiritual heart trouble. It means in our heart there is sin, and it is having consequences, and it is affecting us and polluting us, and one day it will separate us totally from God. Jesus is the defib. And here's the good news too. Christians are now meant to be God's paramedics. You know, God has installed in Christians all over the world. They've put Christians in every country. God has put every Christian in every country, every community. He's scattered us across the world. And what the idea is that we are meant to be Jesus' good news carriers. We are like God's portable spiritual heart trouble defibs. I love that image. That as a Christian who carries the good news of Jesus, who knows what it means to be forgiven, who knows what it means to have life in Christ, is God has put that in me, and then he's put me in the community and said, there you are, go and be that in the community, because there are people in this community that have a spiritual heart condition and they don't know about it. They don't know they need Jesus. Now, we have to be honest, we don't know how long people have left to live. We don't know how long we have to share the defib gospel of life with people. This, I hope, should be part of our motivation. To share Jesus whenever and wherever and with whomever we can. Someone once said this, the gospel is only good news if it gets there in time. And it's hard to think about it like that, but it is true. And when I think about this on this Easter day, this day which is all about life in Christ, I think to myself, what a privilege it is, what a privilege it is that God might want to use me, that God might to use some of you to help, well, actually all those that are Christians here today, to save people's life spiritually. What a privilege. What a thing to take away from for those of you that are Christians today, to know in your hearts that as God has put his life in you, as God has pumped his living power in you, and that he's sorted out your own spiritual heart trouble, that he sends you out into the community, he sends you out across the world, on your street, on your in your shops, in wherever you find yourself, and you're that defib for people's spiritual heart trouble, in Jesus' name. You're the one who carries the good news gospel that points people to Jesus. As a Christian, that's exciting. That's powerful. It's amazing that I could be used to save somebody spiritually. I can't save them spiritually. Jesus can, but God can use me in that process. Amazing. But before I finish, because I do believe, and there may be some people today, because this is an amazing day that's all about life. Maybe even today there's some people in this place that don't realize that there is such a thing as a spiritual heart problem. That means you're not living in a relationship with God. It means that your heart has been infested unfaithfully, like it was for us all, through sin. And it's been polluted by sin. And there are consequences to that. You're not living in life as you're meant to do now in the fullness of God. And you're not one day being called to his home in heavenly place. But the Bible says Jesus can fix that. He can be that defib even today. He can come into your heart. He can pump in his forgiveness. He can pump in his love. He can pump in his grace and his mercy. And he can sort out your spiritual heart problem so that you can be cleansed and forgiven and that you can move into a living relationship with a risen Jesus and your heavenly Father. And one day you can have that assurance because he lives. You can one day spend eternity with him. So you know what? Before I finish and before we sing just the last couple of songs, I just want to pray. And maybe today is the day. What a day. And on an Easter day, what a day it would be for, if you don't know Jesus, to say, I do want to know that Jesus in my heart. I realize that my life's in a bit of a mess. It needs sorting out. Jesus can sort it out. He can sort out your heart. He can bring his forgiveness. He can bring his love. But it has to be a personal choice. It's not something that anybody can do for you. It's not something you do just in a crowd because the crowd feels like you should do. It's something you know you need to do. Just maybe today, somebody needs, well, I hope not a physical heart defib, but I can offer a spiritual heart defib. I can offer you Jesus, the risen Jesus. So if that's you, I'm going to pray. And if you just want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, if you want to acknowledge your own mistakes but need of him, then you just pray as well. Just my prayer quietly in your heart. Just say yes to Jesus. And you know, many of you have already said prayers like this. Many of you know Jesus. Well, just be encouraged. Because you're going to be sent out soon to be defibs in your place, wherever you go. Spiritual heart defibs. What a picture to take out into the world. But first, let's bow our heads again in prayer. Lord God, the Bible says, right at the beginning, you made us perfect. Your creation, your mankind and womankind, your people, you made us to know you and to be in a relationship with you. But we also know that through our own free will, we chose to go against you. And because of that, we started to sin. We started to do stuff that was not your best for us. We started to say things that were wrong. We started to have attitudes that were wrong. And sin got into our hearts and started to pollute and started to affect us. Started to take us away from the life that you created us to be. But that's why you came. That's why you came to live among us. That's why you came to die on a cross to take the punishment for our mistakes. That's why you rose again victorious so that today we can find life in you. Lord God, I pray for anyone today who does not know you, that you will meet them today in this place. And if that's you, just say this prayer. Dear Jesus, I know that I've made mistakes. I know that my heart is in spiritual trouble. I know that I have sinned. But now, God, I know that I need you. I need you to come into my heart. I need your forgiveness. I need your cleansing. I need your life. I call upon the name of Jesus. Fill me with your love. Help me to know your presence. Help me to live a life with you. Help me to one day have that hope of eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know what? And that, if that's a prayer that anybody prayed, if that's the first time prayer that you just asked Jesus to become part of your life, the Bible says he will do what he says. He said before, if we can believe that he will rise again, we can believe his promises. And his promises are, if you call upon my name, I will come in. I will be with you forever. I will walk with you through this life. And I will love you. And I will take you one day to be home with me. And if you said a prayer like that today, before you leave this place, maybe just come up to somebody that you know and say, I said that prayer. So that we can encourage you and we can support you and we can help you in that journey of being a Christian. Because God's got purposes and plans for you. He's got things for you to do and things for you to be and things for you more to receive. Because he's an amazing God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's stand and sing.